On Saturday, the 2009 St. Pete Gay Pride Parade hit the streets in order to celebrate sexuality, community, and acceptance. WMNF's Carson Frame reports.
An estimated 80,000 people flocked to the Pride in Paradise Parade this year, the largest crowd in the event's seven-year history. St. Pete Pride is the Sunshine State's largest Pride event, happening in conjunction with the festival and promenade. Despite intermittent rain, spirits ran high throughout the parade. Spectators used glowing adjectives to describe the lively atmosphere.
Joyful, full of pride, and very happy that the rain was brief.
Happy. I would say pretty gay, actually.
Everybody seems to be in a good mood. Pride happy, I guess.
It's friendly and loving and cheerful.
Pride in Paradise attracts people from all over the state for both personal and political reasons. Lori from St. Pete said that the parade is an occasion to demonstrate the cohesion of the gay community.
It's a feeling of community and able to share freely in our beliefs and lifestyle.
Josephine from Spring Hill attended the parade in order to petition against gerrymandering.
Well, we're trying to save the gay vote here today. The politicians in office change the voting districts every 10 years, and they find out who's gay and who's straight and knock them out of their districts. We'd like to stop that practice.
Hillsborough County Commissioner Kevin Beckner, Grand Marshal of the parade and first openly gay elected official in the region, emphasized the importance of recognizing all cultures within the community.
Well, I think this is about celebrating the culture today in the LGBT community and really recognizing the contributions that everybody in our community has made to our society. So I'm happy to be out here today and celebrating everybody's pride and, again, recognizing the contributions that everybody has made to our community. You know, Pride, I think, has just always been an important part of our community. I've always recognized it. Again, I think it's important that it's an approach to self-acceptance and self-respect. And so I think, it's just really, I'm just proud to be out here celebrating Pride with people today.
In discussing the social and political aims of the gay community, several civil rights issues took priority. A young man who wished to be identified as Sister Agatha Frisky listed a number of goals which he thinks should be addressed in the near future.
Closest to my heart are the expiation of stigmatic guilt, the taking care of those who are ill and in a bad place with HIV, or things like that.
Jerome Edmonds, a student from Georgia, expressed hope that gays would be more freely accepted in the military.
I think representation in the military should definitely come first, because I think anyone willing to fight for America should fight, because it doesn't matter if they're gay or straight, you know what I'm saying? They're still trying to protect America.
June is Gay Pride Month. Coincidentally, same-sex marriage legislation has made headlines in recent weeks. So far in 2009, several states have taken steps to legalize gay unions or give same-sex couples additional rights. However, they've stopped short of recognizing gay marriages. Prior to this, same-sex marriages or civil unions were permitted in 6 states. Parade viewers had mostly positive things to say about gay marriage, though they acknowledged the political difficulties associated with it.
I don't think this state's ready for it for another 10 years, thanks to the delightful Anita Bryant, cake in the face. But I think that as a nation, I think we're progressing towards that. I mean, you know, we have to obtain milestones first. I think Obama as president was a milestone in that direction, but it's a trickle. I still think a good 5 years before the nation's ready. Not that I don't support it, just that I'm being realistic.
I think gay couples are fine. The marriage part, I don't know. I don't see anything against it. I'm gay, so I'm prejudiced. Whatever.
Lara McDermott, president of the Pride Alliance at USF, made a distinction between marriage as a religious institution and a political right.
It's not a matter of religion. Marriage existed long before Christianity did. And, look, I understand if churches don't want to marry us, but I don't want to have to ask the 250 million Americans permission to marry my partner.
Wayne Gobb from Gainesville echoed this sentiment.
I think it's silly that we have that we're told about separation of church and state, yet gay marriage is not allowed, when really marriage has never been established in the religious has never been established in religion. It actually was something dawned upon way before that. And we don't really want the whole sanctity of marriage that, you know, the church does. We really just want the benefits from the government, which we have some of, but we still need more.
Sunday marked the 40th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots in New York, an event which began the gay rights movement in the U.S. and around the world. One spectator named Alicia, originally from New York, remembers this era.
The police used to come and raid every bar, and people were teachers and had good jobs and had to run and hide. Boys had to dance with girls just so they could dance. It was a very important thing that happened.
The younger generation was not generally familiar with Stonewall as a historical turning point. When asked if she had heard of the event, Marissa, a young woman from Tampa, responded with uncertainty.
No, I'm really not. This is actually one of the first times that I'm hearing of it, but I have heard minor details in the past.
Though the parade was largely celebratory, dissenting voices could also be heard. A group of about 20 protesters gathered at the corner of 31st Street and 3rd Avenue, decrying homosexuality and the event itself. As the parade progressed, the protest group followed, entering into verbal conflicts with the pro-gay audience. For WMNF News in St. Petersburg, I'm Carson Frame.